I'm Steve Ember with In the News in VOA Special English. This Sunday, a special ceremony will take place for the new leader of the world's Roman Catholics, Pope Benedict XVI. The event is called the Ceremony of Investiture. 500,000 people are expected to crowd St. Peter's Square in Vatican City to celebrate Mass with the new Pope. They will include political and religious leaders from many countries. More than 1,000 million people are Catholic, one-sixth of the world population. Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger became the 265th Pope on Tuesday. He is the first German Pope in nearly 1,000 years. He called himself a simple, humble worker in the vineyard of the Lord. Popes are elected for life. Benedict is 78 years old. John Paul II was 84 when he died on April 2nd. The new pope was a top advisor and close friend to John Paul. Cardinal Ratzinger chose a name last held by a pope more than 80 years ago. Benedict XV led the church during World War I. He is remembered as a man of peace. As Benedict XVI began his duties, he said he would continue church efforts to increase ties with other Christians and other religions. On Thursday, he reappointed Cardinal Angelo Sodano as Vatican Secretary of State. Other Vatican leaders also kept their jobs. Joseph Ratzinger was born in Bavaria in 1927. He was required to join the Hitler Youth and the German Army during World War II. He fled the military, but was held for a time by American forces as a prisoner of war. In 1965, as a priest, Joseph Ratzinger served as an advisor at the Second Vatican Council. There, he supported efforts to make the church more open. He later began to express more traditional opinions. For example, he opposes the use of birth control devices. He is against marriage for priests, or women as priests. And he opposes homosexuality. In 1977, 3 months after he became Bishop of Munich, Pope Paul VI made him a cardinal. Cardinal Ratzinger served for more than 20 years as head of the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith. That office enforces the teachings of the Church. Until less than a century ago, it was called the Sacred Congregation of the Universal Inquisition. In 2000, Cardinal Ratzinger signed a declaration that is again in the news because of his election. It said that followers of other religions are in a gravely deficient situation compared to those in the Church. Cardinal Ratzinger became Dean of the College of Cardinals in 2002. While some Catholics said they had wished for a less conservative pope, others had wished for a modern pope from the developing world. Today, 2/3 of Catholics live in Latin America, Africa, and Asia. But this week, the electors at the Vatican agreed quickly on their choice. On the second day of meetings, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger became Pope Benedict XVI. In the News in VOA Special English was written by Geraldine Watson. I'm Steve Ember.